ABC Radio Australia.
Final campaigning is underway in New Caledonia, where this Sunday voters will head to the polls to cast their ballots in the local election. Now, this vote comes just months after the territory narrowly rejected leaving France in what was an historic referendum. And the new government post this weekend's election will play a pivotal role in a future dialogue between France and New Caledonia on the question of independence. As Priyanka Srinivasan reports, experts say that those talks will be critical in trying to maintain peace in what is a disputed territory.
New Caledonia may be a long way from Paris, but results from this weekend's election could have a significant impact on France's presence in the Pacific. On Sunday, voters will elect a new president and ministers in the territory's Congress. The resulting government will have an important sway on how New Caledonia negotiates its future relationship with France. The pro-independence coalition, called the FLNKS, and made up of predominantly Indigenous Kanak voters, will be looking to assert their autonomy. They hope to build on the momentum gained in last November's independence referendum, where, though voters decided to remain with France, the pro-independence result was much higher than expected. Charles Weyer is a member of the pro-independence coalition FLNKS and represents the group in Australia and the Pacific.
For us, this provincial election in New Caledonia is significant because after the referendum last year, we want to continue this momentum to build New Caledonia toward independence.
Mr. Weyer says winning government would also be a strategic victory for independence, as the country will hold a second referendum on whether to leave France next year.
Actually, objective is to win, to have the majority inside the Congress. Once you got the majority of the Congress, you will be also having the majority of the government. It is very strategic for us.
French loyalists, who currently hold a majority in Congress through the centrist party Caledonia Together, also see the strategic potential in Sunday's vote for their campaign to stick with France. A staunch anti-independence bloc have formed Avenir en Confiance, or Future in Confidence, for this election. Cindy Pralong, a candidate running on that ticket, hopes the coalition will stifle any future bids for independence.
After referendum, it was important to gather with parties wishing that New Caledonia remains French.
She says if pro-independence groups do win the majority on Sunday, it would put New Caledonia on what she believes is a dangerous path toward independence.
It's possible that this majority change for these elections. It means that the number of the elected can be in majority independentists. If that happens, situation will be dramatic for New Caledonia. Independentist people could lead the country and they will have the failing to obtain independence at the second referendum in 2020. Ça serait catastrophe pour la Nouvelle-Calédonie.
Sunday's poll comes at a critical time in New Caledonia's history. It is the final election to be held under the Noumea Accord, a peace agreement that has assured stability in the country over the last 30 years. Denise Fisher is a visiting fellow at ANU and a former Australian Consul General to New Caledonia. She says the results of this election could impact future relationships between New Caledonia's Kanak population and French loyalists as the territory transitions away from the peace treaty.
The peace is very tenuous. It ended civil war only 30 years ago, and we've now embarked on the very final phase of that peace process. And this provincial election is important because it will redefine the political balance between those who support staying with France and those who support independence, which will guide the discussion process that we may have in the next couple of years, punctuated by the next possible two referendums.
And she believes this could have implications across the region, as it did 30 years ago during New Caledonia's ethnic tensions.
There is a lot at stake for Australia, especially at a time where we want a harmonious region, a safe and secure and prosperous region. The main game, as I see it, is now dialogue and discussion. It is absolutely essential because of these critical ethnic differences, this very bitter, sharp ethnic divide over independence.